Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Search is on for a driver who dragged a sheriff deputy during a traffic stop. We've got the story.
Police investigating a deadly shooting in northeast Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A Wichita man has died while trying to save a drowning woman from a southwest Missouri river.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Finally, the frontal boundary responsible for all the stormy weather over the past few days is moving out. How long will our quiet pattern last? We'll tell you in just a minute.
Police say Melissa Heinzman was stopped by a deputy for a routine traffic violation on West 21st Street Sunday afternoon. The deputy discovered that Heinzman had several arrest warrants and asked the woman to step out of the car. Suspects attempted to drive away. The deputy tried to stop the woman but ended up attached to the vehicle. Deputy was dragged about 100 feet before being able to disengage from the vehicle. Here's Sheriff Sergeant Justin Maxfield.
They were transported with code yellow injuries, so moderate injuries, possible broken ankle, and some possible other injuries. The vehicle did run over their foot after they had lost contact with the vehicle.
It was strong wind, not a tornado, that caused damage in southern Sedgwick County early yesterday morning.
The National Weather Service says extremely strong winds ranging from 75 to 90 miles per hour charted a 10-mile path across southern Sedgwick County and the town of Derby around 5 Sunday morning. The agency says there was some damage to an outbuilding near Peck. The wind shoved the building into a nearby home, destroying the outbuilding and damaging the home. The town of Derby was hit the hardest, however, with some homes and businesses suffering minor roof damage. Throughout town, many trees and tree branches were down, all of them laying to the east-northeast, which is indicative of strong winds. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Police say one person is dead after a shooting in northeast Wichita.
It happened around 6:40 Saturday night near 17th Street and Poplar. Officers say a disturbance occurred between multiple individuals and a suspect fired multiple shots that struck two men. When officers arrived on the scene, they found a 35-year-old man dead. A short time later, a 25-year-old man arrived at a local hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. He was treated and released. The investigation continues, and police say this was not a random incident. Anyone with information on the case is encouraged to call WPD detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita man died trying to save a woman from drowning in a southwest Missouri river.
The incident happened just after 6:30 Friday evening on the Elk River near Knoll, Missouri, about 50 miles south of Joplin. A spokesperson with the Missouri Highway Patrol says a woman was swept underwater at a dam on the river. That's when 26-year-old Jacob Farley dived into the water to try and save her. When members of the Knoll Fire Department arrived on scene, they were able to bring the woman to safety using a throw rope, but were unable to save the man. Farley was pronounced dead at the scene. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Friday's crash of a small plane used in a skydive operation that killed 11 people on board. The plane went down near Dillingham Airfield on Oahu's North Shore in Hawaii. It crashed shortly after takeoff and burst into flames. Sunday, NTSB board member Jennifer Hummondy said her agency is currently gathering information on the crash.
Throughout the next several days, we estimate 3 or 4 days, our investigators will be here to collect the perishable evidence so that we can gather facts for the investigations. We will not be determining the probable cause when we are here.
Hummondy says the crash is the deadliest accident involving a civil airplane in the U.S. since 2011.
President Trump says his calling off a military strike after an American drone was shot down shouldn't be taken as backing off a demand to cease nuclear activity.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, President Trump says the stance of the U.S. remains as it has always been for Iran.
You can't have nuclear weapons. And if you want to talk about it, good. Otherwise, you can live in a shattered economy for a long time to come.
The president said he called off the strike because he decided it was not a proportional response. But National Security Advisor John Bolton, speaking in Jerusalem, followed that with a warning.
Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
What are being called new major sanctions against Iran are being imposed starting today. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Another body has been found after a deadly shooting and fire in Southern California. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The team on the Governor's Council on Tax Reform is coming together.
Governor Kelly is giving a key role in the study of Kansas tax laws to former Senate President Steve Morris. Morris served 20 years in the Senate and was president from 2005 to 2012. Morris will serve as co-chairman of the Governor's Council on Tax Reform along with Janice Lee. Lee served in the Senate for 22 years and was influential in tax debates before serving as the chief hearing officer for a special state court that reviewed tax disputes. Max Power, KNSS News.
Another body has been found after a deadly shooting and fire in Southern California.
The number of people killed in the incident after an argument at a pitch and putt golf course on Friday is now five, after the discovery of a third body in the rubble of a burned-out mobile home in Santa Maria. Police have identified the shooting victims as 70-year-old Kurt Brackey and 78-year-old Richard Hannon. Residents say there had been a long-running feud between the two men and the unidentified gunman. The shooter is believed to have escaped to his mobile home, which then went up in flames after a small explosion. Firefighters initially found two bodies in the rubble, one of which is believed to be the gunman. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Daredevil Nick Walenda and his sister, Leona, walked across a 1,300-foot tightrope 25 stories above Times Square in New York. Nick says he was proud of Leona for completing the walk with him.
Just so proud of her. I mean, she overcame challenges that most people would give up at that point. We've lived by those words, never give up. She overcame a near-death experience. It's hard to get back on a horse. Try getting back on a wire that's a couple hundred feet above the ground. It's a total different ballgame, total different world. And again, through that, our hopes are that people are inspired to get back up.
Nick and Leona's family, the Flying Walendas, have been performing since the 1700s. And for a bazillion dollars, you couldn't get me up there. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist. No, let's go with our good friend Ronnell Williams. Ronnell, I'm a little out of practice. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. You guys have been so busy the past few days covering weather. It's been unreal, right?
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to Jad, though, and I was telling him it could have been a lot worse, especially on Saturday. And I know late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, you know, we had that second round that rolled through that actually dropped a confirmed tornado in Harper County. And, of course, Derby, Kansas, taking a big hit from those straight-line winds, getting up to about 90 miles an hour. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there still kind of cleaning up. I'm sure there were some people doing that yesterday. But fortunately, we are getting a little bit of a break, a nice breather from the storms, from the rain out there. Skies are completely clear, and it's going to stay completely dry today. I'm not expecting one drop of rain out there, but we are going to have another chance of storms really right around the corner late day tomorrow. Got to make sure that we're just continuing to stay aware out there and just reminding ourselves that, you know, even though it's June, we could still get some strong, severe storms out there, and that's what may happen tomorrow as we could see a little bit of development. But for now, at least the next 24 hours, things are going to be quiet, a lot drier out there, mostly sunny skies today, breezy conditions, even though winds are pretty light right now, and our winds are also going to switch out of the southwest, getting up to about 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's going to help us warm up to 83, but that's actually pretty mild compared to where we normally should be at. I say that because Wichita's normal high today, 90 degrees. So now that we're officially into summer, 90s, not really all that far-fetched and actually pretty normal for this time of year. Mostly clear skies tonight, dropping down to 65 degrees with a south wind at 8 to 18. And then partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 90. So getting back into those 90s as early as Tuesday. And then late in the afternoon, definitely by evening, we may see a few thunderstorms out there. One or two could be strong and severe, mainly with damaging winds and a large hail threat. And when I say large hail, I'm talking mainly up to the size of quarters. Wouldn't be surprised to see a severe thunderstorm warning with that criteria. But it's mainly going to be a 20% chance once we get into the evening hours. Earlier in the day, only a 10% chance. So not really looking at a likelihood of storms. And then after that, once again, kind of turning drier out there. 10% chance Wednesday, Thursday. And then the weekend looks dry, just hot with those temperatures in the 90s. So the week ahead, Steve, definitely not as damp, not as stormy. Just pretty hot out there with those highs in the 90s.
Well, yeah, we had a
and
high.
Right now,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to give you those current conditions. I'm just pretty excited about the sunshine, about the quiet conditions out there. Don't mind me. 60 degrees right now. Just a few clouds in the sky as they continue to clear on out of here. Northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Dew point of 54. So even our dew points cooling from the 60s down into the 50s. Not as humid out there. May feel maybe just a tad bit humid once we get well into the afternoon, though. Well,
yesterday's Wichita high 83, and it felt like it was about 450 with all that humidity, but it was muggy yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, no, now that that front has rolled through, though, that's one of the reasons why that humidity is going to cut down at least a little bit.
All right.
So that'll definitely help, despite it being warm out there.
Thank you, Ron L. 7:14 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted, I've noticed this obituary in the Wichita Eagle yesterday. It's about a man. I don't think I've ever heard of Larry Foss, but he has passed away. He died last week, and this gentleman graduated from my alma mater, Wichita West, in 1954. Then he went to WSU. And after high school, he's in 1955, signed a baseball contract as a pitcher with the Pittsburgh Pirates. After some time with the minor leagues, I'm reading from the obituary. After some time with the minor leagues, Larry ultimately pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates and New York Mets. He took the mound against the St. Louis Cardinals in his major league debut in 1961, September 18th.
Okay.
And he beat Bob Gibson on that day.
Oh, my gosh.
But then, you know, it didn't really go far from there. Larry played for the original 1962 Mets.
Well, I know. How do you top that?
He went to play for the Mets, the worst team in baseball history.
They were very bad.
Yeah. So he only, and I checked on, I did a little double check, and he was only in the bigs for a year or two.
Okay.
He only won, I think, one or two games, but still. There's a guy from Wichita I never knew about, went to my school, and he wound up pitching against Bob Gibson as a rookie. Oh. I mean, his first and he won the game. So anyway.
Good grief.
It was Larry Foss, those guys. I'm sure there are people
I'll
around.
Bet he had some great stories.
Oh, I'll bet you there are people around. I know there are people around today in the Wichita area who knew Larry and can tell some stories about him. But I thought that was very interesting. We have our people from Wichita who go on to play big league ball and do
mm-hmm.
kinds of things. But
yep.
There's a guy who got to play for the Mets. And the obituary actually says, you know, he played for Casey Stengel.
Yeah.
Who was one of the biggest characters that ever lived. And I guess Larry had tons of stories.
Talk about stories. He can tell Stengel stories forever.
All right. Now, if you're not a baseball fan, you don't know what we're talking about today, but an interesting guy and an interesting slice of history there for you. Well, we had some, speaking of history, June 24th, 1951. A complex of severe thunderstorms plowed around 200 miles from Kingman County to the west of here to southern Missouri. Wichita, the hardest hit, right in the middle.
Went right through us.
It was thunderstorms and hail and cost $14 million in damage to roofs, windows, and countless vehicles.
And that's 1951 numbers.
51.
Oh, my gosh.
In a few areas, the hail accumulated 1 foot. I've never seen that. Have you in our
nope,
lifetime?
Not, no. Not
the size of the hailstones really wasn't reported. But a foot deep on hailstones?
Can you imagine?
That was quite a hailstorm.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Now, thanks, guys, for filling in, for doing a great job last week.
A lot of folks here in town are calling their insurance people and talking about hail damage after last week.
You bet. There's been a lot of stuff going on. Interesting going on in Derby and the south
yesterday
part of
morning,
town.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah. All right. It's coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And Ted, in sports this morning, we've still got the tournament going on, isn't it? Had a playoff, now we have a playoff, right?
Yeah. We haven't finished the 30th annual Wichita Open out at Crestview Country Club. We're still going. 73 holes weren't enough. We're going to the 74th hole, and they're having to play that in about 10 minutes from now.
Ooh, okay.
Of course, we had that heavy, heavy rain on Saturday, and that led to very high water that was still on the course yesterday. They had to start the start time yesterday several times. It ended up being a 5.5 hour delay before they finally started yesterday afternoon. They did finish the fourth round, but we didn't have a winner because there was a 5-way tie for first place. So all five of those guys went to a playoff hole on number 17, a par 3 17, see who could make a birdie and try to advance. Well, Henrik Norlander did make a birdie from 18 feet out, so he advanced. Brian Bigley, 34-year-old New Yorker, then trying to make a 4-foot putt. You heard the coverage yesterday. Shane Dennis and Mike Kennedy had it right here, and Jay Delling as well on KNSS.
Care to guess what Brian Bigley just did?
I think he made it.
He rolled it in. So
we're playing at 7:30 in the morning.
The second time in the history of the tournament, it will be decided in a playoff early on Monday morning, as tomorrow will be Henrik Norlander and Brian Bigley. Norlander will be seeking his second victory on this tour. For Brian Bigley, a chance to get his first ever win on this tour and break out of a season-long slump that has only seen him make two previous cuts, both of those 65th or worst.
And he's been, you know, kind of a troll this week. He threatened to go home after Friday. He's not playing good. He doesn't feel right. He's just kind of a ho-hum, and maybe that's his way of getting himself motivated. Who knows? It sounds like he's a very interesting character off of the golf course.
Good stuff there from Jay Delling.
Jay was choosing his words.
Yeah, all right. So there you go. There's the two guys, Henrik Norlander, Brian Bigley. They are still tied for first place. They will tee off at 7:30, just a few minutes from now, at the par 4 18th hole. And those are the two guys that will somehow finish it out, no matter how many playoff holes
and
it takes.
That has
to
become
see who emerges.
Great tournament over the years.
Yeah,
it?
At the Wichita Open out at Crestview Country Club this morning. As soon as things wrap up and we have a winner, we'll try to get Mike Kennedy on with us here this morning.
Good.
He'll give us a little recap. So that'll be so stay tuned for that as we'll get that done at the Wichita Open. The Major League Baseball action yesterday: the Kansas City Royals hosting the top team in the league, the Minnesota Twins, up at Kauffman Stadium. Good day for the Royals. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
Set at the Billabish cap. In comes a pitch and a hot shot to third. Dozier's got it. Long throw. Royals win it. Very solid outing. Good defense. Very good pitching. High-powered Minnesota offense held to one single tally.
Yeah, nice job. A lot of that work on the pitching on the mound was done by the starting pitcher, Homer Bailey, his seventh win. And the bullpen finished it up with some nice work out of the backside there as well. Royals win it 6-1, split the four-game series with the Twins. Royals are now on the road visiting the Cleveland Indians for a three-game set starting tonight. The Tribe and the Royals at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And in women's soccer today, we have round of 16 play at the World Cup in France. Team USA against Spain. And that will start at 11 o'clock this morning for the Team USA women looking to advance. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update, the economy and food stamps. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
And Guns N' Roses is going to be performing in Wichita on October 7th at Intrust Bank Arena. We've been giving away tickets right here for Steve and Ted listeners, and we got another pair to give away right now. Guns N' Roses tickets. I got a pair for the lucky caller number 2. Call me now at 869-1330.
Take me home. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.